This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kaveh Kigazi. Ameren shareholders have voted against three proposals that sought to push the company to do more to address environmental risk from its coal-fired power plants. Veronica LaCapra has this report.
One of the shareholder proposals focused on the risks of coal ash, a toxic byproduct of coal combustion. Its proponents want Ameren to monitor for groundwater contamination near its coal ash ponds in Missouri, as the company already does in Illinois. Ameren Vice President of Environmental Services Mike Menny says that's in the works.
We are in the process of putting together new permits with the Missouri State Department of Natural Resources that will require groundwater monitoring at all of our Missouri plants in the near future.
Menny says Ameren has done some limited groundwater testing near drinking water wells in the vicinity of its power plant in Labadie, Missouri. He says those results will be released soon. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
The Missouri House has voted to give a special committee more time to find ways to boost the salaries of state employees. A resolution approved today would keep the special panel in business and order a study of pay scales for different jobs. The resolution says state employees in Missouri are the lowest paid in the nation. Earlier this year, the House passed a state budget containing a 2% raise effective in July for state employees making less than $70,000 a year. The resolution now goes to the Senate. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to legislation that would require most teenagers to get their parents' permission to use tanning beds. Those younger than 17 would have to have a parent or guardian show up in person at the tanning salon and sign a document giving their consent. The bill sponsor, GOP House member Gary Cross of Lee's Summit, says his daughter suffered cell damage from a regular tanning bed use.
She went to a university, a Big 12 school, on the dance team. Her senior year, she was diagnosed with precancer cells. They had caught two other girls with precancer cells also. She did not have melanoma, but she's a lifer. For the rest of her life, she's vulnerable to melanoma.
Opponents argued that government has no business regulating parental consent for legal activities. The bill needs one more vote by the full House before moving over to the Senate. Missouri lawmakers are aiming to attract large economic development projects with a new type of incentive modeled on a strategy used elsewhere. A bill given first-round approval by the House today would let local governments issue special obligation bonds to help pay for a project. The bonds could be paid off by tapping certain state and local taxes as well as local hotel taxes generated by the new development. Projects generally would need to involve a $50 million capital investment with expectations to generate $50 million in sales per year. The measure is backed by House Majority Leader Tim Jones and House Minority Leader Mike Tallboy. They say Kansas has used a similar program to beat out Missouri for new projects. For KBIA News, I'm Kaveh Kigazi.